Financial Report. Now. Government shutdown. Time ran out while negotiations continued in Congress to reach a deal to avert a partial government shutdown. The Congress called it quits, and the shutdown began at midnight Eastern time. Correspondent Manu Raju on Capitol Hill.
One Republican Senator, Lisa Murkowski, vented her frustration at the president and the failure to get a deal with all Republican control of Congress and with the president changing his mind. And what has prompted so much concern among Republicans all day long was that they have not been clear about what exactly the president would sign beyond the lower than the $5 billion number for wall funding that has no chance of passing the United States Senate.
The Senate passed a bill to ensure federal employees who are furloughed do get back pay. It was passed by unanimous consent, but will still need to pass the House. I'm Barton Eckert. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is said to be resting comfortably after surgery to remove two malignant growths from her left lung. Medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta has more on Ginsburg's third battle with cancer.
It didn't appear that these nodules were causing her to have any symptoms like shortness of breath or pain. They were discovered because of the rib fracture. And now that they discovered them, they said, well, we should do something about this. And they've also said in the statement that they released this morning, there's no further treatment that she's going to get.
A Colorado man accused of killing his fiancée has made his first court appearance. Patrick Frazee appeared by teleconference at a Teller County District Court hearing on Friday. He was arrested earlier in the disappearance of 29-year-old Kelsey Barrett. Authorities say the 32-year-old Frazee faces charges of first-degree murder and solicitation of murder. I'm Barton Eckert.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Federal lawmakers passed legislation to award former New Orleans Saints football player Steve Gleason the Congressional Gold Medal for his work as an advocate for people with ALS.
Gleason was diagnosed with ALS in 2011. He's since spearheaded efforts through the Team Gleason Foundation to develop technology to help ALS patients live longer lives, including devices that track eye movements to help paralyzed people type words that can be transformed into speech. He's used the technology to post on social media, even address lawmakers, and give motivational speeches to athletes. This year, Congress approved the Gleason Act, which provided funding to help ALS patients get those devices. I'm Clayton Neville.
The Australian Open will play a 10-point tiebreaker in deciding sets, joining Wimbledon and the U.S. Open and using tiebreakers to avoid long matches. The Australian Open begins January 14th. I'm Barton Eckert.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There is some accident activity on the Beltway Interloop of the George Washington Parkway on the ramp from the George Washington Parkway to go onto the Interloop. It's on the right side of that ramp, so just use caution and stay to the left. Earlier accident eastbound on 66 before Nutley Street has been cleared, and the earlier accident in Landover westbound on Route 50 before 704 has been cleared to the shoulder. Now, do keep in mind that in Ashton, Route 108 is closed in both directions between Tucker Lane and Mincala Road due to fallen wires on the road. I'm Michelle Murray.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. Then at 6:30, Chris McKay returns. Listen for Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens at 7, pointing you home with Eric Stewart at 8, and Senior Solutions at 8:30. Then at 9, it's the Wise Investor Show. At 10, hear Do-It-Yourself Investor Radio. And at 11, it's the Underwriter's Corner. Hear Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon. At 1, it's Right on Retirement. At 2, it's the Del Walmsley Show. And at 3, hear Mortgage Radio. Hear Real Estate Today at 7, the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show at 9, and Real Estate Now at 9:30. On WMAL.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update. AM 630.
It is the Saturday morning update as we approach Christmas. So much for the concept of peace on earth, goodwill toward men and women. The headlines are flying already. We, of course, are underway in a partial government shutdown, and we'll try and put it in perspective for you this morning. And the headlines are rampant. New York Times. Trump stokes fears in pre-shutdown video declaring we need a great barrier. The Washington Post saying major parts of the government to shut down. And the headlines go on and on and on. Now, I always like to look at the Associated Press because typically, you know, we rely on the Associated Press for the facts. But they do have a way of writing sometimes to put a little spin on it, maybe. Maybe they don't intend to. Maybe this is obviously just the way they think. But this is the story on the shutdown this morning and the very latest from the Associated Press. Democratic leaders say the government has shut down because President Donald Trump threw a temper tantrum. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi say Trump has, quote, gotten what he wanted. After threatening a shutdown several times, the government partially shut down at midnight after an impasse between Trump and Congress over money for a border wall. Well, they certainly portrayed Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi's position, but they didn't really say much about how the president felt about it. So in just a moment or so, we will play the shutdown video that the president produced late yesterday. So you'll have a chance to see exactly what the president is thinking and saying, not filtered by the Associated Press or any other media outlet, or myself for that matter. But we do have plenty to cover this morning on the Saturday Morning Update, and we'll be joined very shortly by Bob Costantini, and he, of course, our congressional correspondent, and has been following this very, very closely. Also, we'll get a read on things going on with John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We'll get his read on what's next. Senate's supposed to convene at noon today. They're trying to work it out. They hope it's a short shutdown. Yada, yada, yada. We'll find out what John has to say. Also, we'll check in with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Plenty going on the defense and military side of things, national security. And of course, the resignation of the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, to take effect in February. We will cover that for you this morning as well. So we have a lot going on here on the Saturday Morning Update leading into this holiday weekend. And to put it in perspective for you, obviously you've seen the back and forth, and the president is adamant about wanting border security. So this is the video. It runs a little over a minute, but this is the president's position on this.
Our great country must have border security. We don't want people coming in that aren't supposed to be here. We want people to come in through a legal process. It's very dangerous out there. Drugs are pouring in, human trafficking, so many different problems, including gangs like MS-13. We don't want them in the United States. We don't want them in our country. The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall or a slat fence or whatever you want to call it. But we need a great barrier, and if we don't have it, it's never going to work. Last night, the House of Representatives passed this very important bill, 217 to 185. Some people were surprised by the number. I wasn't, because everybody wants to see our border protected. Now it's up to the Senate, and it's really up to the Democrats, because we need their votes. There's no way it can pass without their votes. We're going to have a shutdown. There's nothing we can do about that because we need the Democrats to give us their votes. Call it a Democrat shutdown. Call it whatever you want. But we need their help to get this approved. So, Democrats, we have a wonderful list of things that we need to keep our country safe. Let's get out. Let's work together. Let's be bipartisan, and let's get it done. The shutdown hopefully will not last long. Thank you very much.
Let's get it done. All right. Well, Mitch McConnell wants to get it done. Here's what he had to say about it late yesterday. Senator Mitch McConnell down on Capitol Hill, and that was late yesterday afternoon.
I hope Senate Democrats will work with the White House on an agreement that can pass both houses of Congress and receive the president's signature. So, colleagues, when an agreement is reached, it will receive a vote here on the Senate floor.
All right. What does all that mean? We're going to find out next. We will talk to Bob Costantini. He is on Capitol Hill for us throughout the week, keeping tabs on all of this. We're going to take a quick check of the traffic and weather first, and then we'll be back with Bob.
There is some accident activity still on the ramp from the George Washington Parkway northbound to go into the inner loop of the Beltway along the right side of that ramp. Just use caution. They're not causing any delays. In the district now, we have an accident reported inbound on South Capitol Street at Danbury Street. The inbound lanes are currently blocked, but one lane is open in the outbound direction. And we do have flooding conditions that has Whitesbury Road closed in both directions between Elmer School Road and White's Ferry Road. Otherwise, no other incidents or delays to report on the area roadways. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thank you, Michelle. We're looking for partly cloudy weather today, a high of 50. Sunshine for tomorrow, high 49. Christmas Eve, you're running around shopping, high of 44, mostly cloudy. At least there's no rain in the forecast for Monday or Tuesday. And Christmas Day does look sunny with a high of 43. Outside now in Washington, it is crisp. It is 44 degrees, and we're headed to 50 this afternoon. It's quarter after 6 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2019. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, he wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's 6:18, and if you were watching cable news or listening to the radio last night, the countdowns were on. And if you were watching the little countdown clock to shutdown, I watched it count down to midnight. Shutdown! The partial shutdown is underway. Bob Costantini covers this for us. And Bob, wow, here we are. We have a partial shutdown. So first off, it was kind of like a football game. You had to be glued to the tube or glued to the radio yesterday to stay on top of all of this, and not everybody can do that. So if you could kind of run us through what happened, what were the highlights, you know, yesterday? It looked like maybe they'd get it done, and then it didn't happen.
Yeah, Rick, the president summoned the Republican leadership of the Senate to the White House yesterday to make clear that he was not going to accept a spending bill that would keep a quarter of the government open unless it contained significant amounts of money, at least, I would say, for his border wall. The House bill gave him $5.7 billion specifically for it, whereas the Senate was going to try to take up that bill, but no one expected the Senate to pass it because they need Democratic votes, and if all senators were there, and all senators weren't there, but anyway, they were not going to have the 3/5 necessary to do it. So, the president summoned them, made his point, and throughout the day, suddenly decided that he was going to call it the Democrats' shutdown. I also kept bringing up the idea of steel slats, as he likes to say now. Instead of just a wall, instead of a concrete wall, he even at one point last night tweeted out a graphic that showed what appeared to be a steel slat fence, and part of the graphic was, I guess, a Border Patrol vehicle. And so what it gives you the impression is that the fence would be 25, maybe 30 feet high, judging by the size of the car, and at the top of the fence are little spikes. And this is what the president is willing to accept and hoping that if you call it by another name, that the Democrats might be willing to give him some money for it. But as it turns out, the vice president was up on Capitol Hill last evening. Son-in-law Jared Kushner and the budget chief Mick Mulvaney, and they were trying to negotiate between the two parties, but they left without a deal just yet. So what we have today is the House and Senate standing by to see what comes next, what might come next with this. But that's a quick update of what happened, a quick rundown, I guess, of what happened yesterday with the president again now saying that it's going to be the Democrats' shutdown.
And you mentioned in their three-fifths majority, and, you know, people that don't follow this real closely may say, wait a minute, I thought the Republicans had the majority in the Senate. Why can't they get this done? But it is not just a simple majority in this case.
Well, yes, and for a time there yesterday, the president was tweeting out that he wants Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, to change the Senate rules so that the minority cannot filibuster. And usually, if you have all 100 senators, a three-fifths majority means 60 votes, and that's the 60-vote threshold to get any major piece of legislation through the United States Senate, and that was going to gum up the works. Everybody knew that they wouldn't get enough Democrats or any Democrats, perhaps, to vote to approve the House bill. And remember, it was just Wednesday night that everybody in the Senate thought that this was being taken care of. They had passed a short-term spending bill to take that one quarter of the government through February 8th. And a lot of senators went home for it. But suddenly on Thursday, after getting a lot of pressure from conservative media, the president changed his mind and said, no, I'm not going to accept anything that doesn't give me border wall money. And that turned into the House bill with the $5.7 billion forcing senators to come back to Washington. A lot of senators come back to Washington. Some of them didn't yesterday to eventually take a vote that was kept open, I think, for more than 5 hours yesterday, Rick. But at that point, the realization was that clearly they were never going to be able to approve $5.7 billion measure that the House had approved. And that's why we have a partial government shutdown. And by the way, since we're in Washington, I want to talk, I want to mention the Departments of Homeland Security, Transportation, Interior, Agriculture, State, and Justice are the ones that are affected by this and some other government agencies. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of employees in those departments, most of whom actually are considered essential employees, as it turns out. And obviously, Homeland Security is important. And most of them will actually have to work if they need to. But a lot of the people in the office buildings and the bureaucrats and things like that are technically furloughed right now.
All right. There's one big question, and that is, what's next? But I want to break it into two parts. First off, what is next procedurally? What do they do next?
Well, the House and Senate are on standby. And basically, if the best scenario probably is that this gets solved maybe tomorrow if some agreement can be reached. But the House and Senate have both given members that they'll have, they told members that they'll have 24 hours notice before votes are taken, so they can be at least handy to take the votes. But what really has to happen, obviously, is some sort of negotiation among the White House, the Senate, and the House leadership, and to come up with some perhaps compromise or some delay. There was talk of getting government open for a few days and then coming back on the 26th. That's one possibility, but it just depends on who ends up blinking in this particular case. The president understands, this is important, obviously, Rick. The president understands that with the Democrats set to take the House control on January 3rd, this is his last best chance, really, to get significant money dedicated specifically to the border wall, Rick.
So part two of the question, and you started to lead into it, and that is what's mm-hmm. next politically. Now, we yeah. see the Democratic spin on this is, of course, it's mm-hmm. the Trump temper tantrum. And, of course, the president's, talking points are basically that the Democrats don't want border security. So the question is, and it's too early to tell because the poll numbers are, not in yet, obviously. This has just happened and everybody's trying to put their spin on it. But the question I would have for you is, how do the Democrats feel about this? Off the record, I guess, they're not going to come out and tell you how they really feel. And how do the Republicans really feel about this in terms of what kind of fallout they may get from this situation?
Well, let's go with the Republicans first. A number of Republicans don't think that this is necessarily a good idea. They fear that the average American is going to blame them for this shutdown, especially since the president kind of did a 180 on all of this. And remember, it was just two Tuesdays ago that the president had Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer into the Oval Office. I happened to be the radio pooler that day, so I was inside the room, as a matter of fact, to witness that. And the president eventually said, I'll take the mantle on this. I won't blame you. He made clear that he was going to hold firm when getting money for the border wall. He said, I'll take the blame. You don't have to take the blame. And, of course, needless to say, Pelosi and Schumer were perfectly happy to let him take the blame. But then yesterday he decided he wanted to, going to call it the Democratic shutdown. Now, look, let's be real. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are astute enough to probably have understood that the president was not likely to keep the blame on himself for this shutdown. But the Democrats, they believe that that meeting from a couple Tuesdays ago was going to stick into the minds of people out there. So we haven't seen any polling yet on this, now that it actually has occurred. But the Democrats figure this will come down a bit more on their side. The president has his hardcore base of supporters who think that this is the way he should have handled these potential government shutdowns previously, and making sure that he gets some of the money for the border wall that he has talked about, obviously, ever since he became a candidate.
I appreciate you spending so much time with Scott. One last quick one here.
Sure.
And that is, it is the Christmas holidays, and we do have senators that live in Hawaii and live in Alaska and on the West Coast as well as across the country. Getting these folks back together, how does this play out over the next few days? Because they want to be home. They may be home with families this weekend. Are they on call? How does this play out from that standpoint of just getting them all together to do something?
Well, I imagine if you're a senator from Hawaii, a couple of whom, and Alaska and the far-flung western states, some of them had already left and were on their way and had to come back. So if you were one of those people, you may very well just be hanging around Washington for the time being as best you can and waiting to find out what's next. The president himself was supposed to go to Mar-a-Lago yesterday. That has been postponed for the time being. But also House members, those who may live relatively close, might be going back to their homes and to their districts and things like that, to do things with family and what have you. Again, they've been told that they'll have 24 hours notice before any vote occurs, which pretty much automatically means that this goes into tomorrow, before a vote, can occur. And even then, we've got to come up with some kind of solution to this that's acceptable to the president, to the Democrats and Republicans up on Capitol Hill.
Bob Costantini, thank you so much for the very thorough analysis of where we are and where we're going. Thank you.
Well, we don't know for sure where we're going, but eventually it's got to end.
Excellent. And have a wonderful holiday if we don't talk to you before that.
You too, Rick.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. It's 6:30. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and we'll take a quick look at the headlines next.
Don't miss the holiday sale now through Christmas Eve at Potomac Petals and Plants. Save big on Nest Candles, Aromatique Potpourri, Michael Design Works, and more. Visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Life is a do-it-yourself project. All the things you're proud of in life, you've done yourself. Your education, your career, your family, even a project around the house. These bring a smile across your face and make you feel warm inside. Unfortunately, for most people, this is not the feeling they get when they think of their finances or their income. My name is Chris Coomey, host of the Do It Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com, or call 877-304-8723.
This is the Saturday Morning Update, and obviously, as we have been talking, the government has partially shut down after President Trump was unable to agree with the Democratic and Republican lawmakers on spending for the border wall. The government operations will be disrupted during the shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers will be furloughed or forced to work without pay, coming just days before Christmas, as the Associated Press reports. The shutdown coming after Vice President Pence, Mick Mulvaney, and Senior Advisor Jared Kushner spent much of Friday on Capitol Hill trying to break the standoff. Expectations they will reconvene today at noon. The Trump administration's decision to make asylum seekers wait in Mexico while their cases went through the U.S. courts was made with crucial details still unknown. That creates uncertainty along the border and possibly an incentive for people to cross illegally before the change takes effect. The change, amounting to a major shift in immigrant policy, could force thousands of asylum seekers to stay in Mexico in border cities as they navigate the American immigration court system. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says the next step is more legal paperwork with Mexico. Well, you've seen reports out of London that flights had been canceled due to drones. Well, two have been arrested for using those drones. The Sussex police making that announcement at 10 o'clock in the UK last night. The airport said it is operational today, but urged passengers to check the status of their flights. Police arresting a man and a woman in connection with the criminal use of drones, detained late Friday night. They have not been named and have not been charged. Police did not say where the arrests were made. The airport had been shut down early Friday evening for more than an hour again when a drone was spotted above the airfield. Officials said extra military capabilities allowed flights to resume after the halt. The Supreme Court says that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had surgery to remove two malignant growths from her left lung, her third bout with cancer since she joined the Supreme Court in 1993. The court says that the 85-year-old Ginsburg had the surgery Friday in New York and will remain in the hospital for a few days. Court says that doctors found no evidence of disease elsewhere. The court says no additional treatment is planned currently. And that's a look at the headlines from WMAL. Michelle Murray has a check of the WMAL traffic.
Overall, a light volume of traffic on the major interstates, but we still have the accident activity on the right shoulder of the ramp from the George Washington Parkway northbound to go onto the inner loop of the Beltway, so just use caution there. Also in the district, we do have an accident that affects all inbound lanes of South Capitol Street at Danbury Street. Inbound lanes are blocked, but one lane is open on the outbound side. And also in Ashton, in the Sandy Spring area, we still have 108 closed westbound between Tucker Lane and Mincala Road due to wires down in the roadway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, it looks partly cloudy with a high of 50, mostly sunny tomorrow, high 49. Christmas Eve, mostly cloudy with a high of 44. Sunshine on Christmas Day with a high of 43. right now in Washington, 44, headed to 50 this afternoon, 6:35 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
I spent 25 years at the National Security Agency, and I know firsthand what's needed by employers in the field of cybersecurity.
Learn real-world skills from cyber faculty like Dr. Emma Garrison-Alexander. University of Maryland University College can help unlock your career potential with award-winning undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates in cybersecurity. Just ask UMUC alum Conrad Shand.
Because I got a degree from UMUC, I got promotions that helped me move up in the world and earn more for my family.
UMUC is designated as a Center of Digital Forensics Academic Excellence by the DC3. It's the respected state university made for you. Start the new year with a new you resolution. Now is the time to start earning your degree at University of Maryland University College, a state university founded for working adults. Classes start January 2nd. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 844-99-CANCEL. That's 844-99-CANCEL. 844-99-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update. It's the holiday season. You'd never know it from the news headlines. We are joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes inside the Beltway for the Washington Times.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
A number of major topics dominating the headlines on this holiday weekend. The border wall, the president fighting for the funding, and there is yet another way they may find to fund this wall without Chuck and Nancy?
Yes, and this is a very interesting political and cultural moment because the Trump voters have stepped up to the plate. What is happening is that the Trump voters have discovered GoFundMe, and they are determined to make a dent in the bill for the wall. They want to help pay for the wall, and my goodness, they are doing this. Now, first, let's talk about GoFundMe, and that's a, you know, worldwide fundraising place online. You can raise money for your own cause. It's free. They take a slight percentage, but it's an interesting phenomenon. But the GoFundMe phenomenon with the Trump voters, let's talk about that first. There are over 200 GoFundMe sites now trying to raise money for the wall. Most of them are not making much money, but one of them is. This is what has happened, Rick. It's so interesting. A GoFundMe account or outreach, which has been established by a wounded warrior, combat veteran, and he went live with his site, The Trump Wall, on Sunday. By Friday, yesterday, they had raised $13 million. think about that.
That's more than they've gotten out of the Democrats.
Well, that's about right. But it's really quite, it's quite the phenomena because it's all coming in. It's probably, I haven't checked it today, but it's probably a lot more. And, you know, you have to think they're literally raising like $2 million a day on this. And it's called We the People Will Fund the Wall. If you're curious about it, you can go to GoFundMe.com and look for The Trump Wall. If you're curious about the man behind it, his name is Brian Colfage. He was a U.S. Air Force senior airman, Rick, and he was gravely wounded in a rocket attack in 2004. He lost three limbs. He's a genuine hero, and whatever chord he struck with people, they are totally responding. It's very, very interesting. And he says that the government has accepted large private donations before. This is his reasoning, and he points out that the Washington Monument repairs were done in 2012 by a billionaire who donated $7.5 million to do it. So he established the GoFundMe account, and he says, like a majority of those American citizens who voted to elect President Donald J. Trump, we voted for him to make America great again, and President Trump's main campaign promise was to build a wall, and he's followed through on just about every promise so far, and this wall project needs to be completed. So he's absolutely adamant about doing it. And, you know, if you look at the numbers here also about the cost of the wall, and a lot of news reports make a big deal with so much money, and there are a lot of people say, well, compared to everything else, it's not that much money. And certainly there's an interesting study out there from the Federation of American Immigration Reform, which did all the math on this, and they figure that the actual cost of the wall would be about $25 billion to do the whole thing. But they also estimated how much it's going to take care, how much it's going to cost to take care of illegal immigration, how much will that cost for taxpayers, and it's $113 billion. So you do the math there, and he says that a wall, the Federation of American Reform says that a wall is very cost effective. So watch that GoFundMe phenomenon. It's never happened before, and it's just going like wildfire.
That's pretty impressive. The media having a heyday this week, the attack front on President Trump. Of course, Secretary of Defense Mattis leaving, also the latest on the shutdown. And the question, I guess, is the media at this point, are they portraying that President Trump is losing his base?
Yes, indeed. That's the newest narrative out there. I mean, it's been around for a while, but I think a lot of folks in the news media who are hostile towards President Trump and his followers have noticed that his followers are stepping out there again, you know, with their GoFundMe accounts and being very vocal about it. And their latest narrative is to say that Trump's followers are leaving him. You know, there's always a kind of a particular narrative, you know, whether it's White House chaos or the government shutdown and dramas and so forth and so on. And this time, and it's happened before, the news media is continuing to craft this coverage to suggest that these ironclad support from the Trump voters is eroding. And it's funny because they trot out this narrative right when the GoFundMe thing is going crazy, when these folks are making it very clear that they have not stepped away from their president and still believe he's a hero. And on top of that, the media is also claiming that Trump's own media base, meaning conservative media, is revolting against him. That came from actually Mediaite. It said, don't look now, but Trump's own media base is revolting. Politico claimed that conservative media is turning against Trump for going wobbly on the wall, and so things can move pretty quickly through here, and a lot of times you'll see that President Trump, when these things happen, you know, he knows about reality TV and entertainment, and he'll issue some sort of strategic tweet, which kind of blows up the whole narrative for a while and changes the whole dynamics of the controversy, and quite often in his own favor. So again, we have the media is now turning its attention to Trump voters and even the Trump-friendly media, so that should be interesting. But if you're curious, there have been a couple of authors who have looked at Trump voters, because most of the time they're only seen as caricatures wearing a red hat. And if you're curious, there's a 2017 book called Republican Like Me, How I Left the Liberal Bubble and Learned to Love the Right Believe it or not, it was written by Ken Stone. He is the former CEO of National Public Radio. So also there's another book out there you might want to look at, which is called Militant Normals, How Regular Americans Are Rebelling Against the Elite to Reclaim Our Democracy. That was written by Kurt Schlichter. He is a town hall columnist, and he wrote that his book is entirely sympathetic to normal Americans and their struggle to reclaim what belongs to them, the United States of America. So complicated, but intriguing.
Everybody's talking about 2020, and the Democratic field continues to grow. But what I find amusing is they got 40 candidates, but Biden seems to be the only one that anybody's interested in.
Well, I guess that's he perhaps is the candidate du jour. I don't really know how that happens. He's just got that great name recognition, and he's always smiling, so perhaps that's working for him. But as a lot of people know, there are up to 40 Democratic hopefuls that are hoping to vie for the presidential race in 2020, and the Democrats are going to have to deal with all this, and already the Democratic National Committee is preparing to release their 2020 presidential primary debate plan. That's how early they're working on all of this. Because they're having a hard time trying to figure out, well, how are we going to figure out who's qualified, you know, because quite often they're using a candidate's or a potential candidate's performance in the polls and so forth and so on. But one person had the had a review of what was going to happen there, National Journal columnist Josh Krauthauer. He said, "Prepare for a long, chaotic presidential primary fight. The huge roster of credible candidates, the presence of Democratic nomination rules, allocating delegates proportionally, and a drawn-out calendar with ample early voting all suggest that the 2020 process will be a never-ending mess." So that's the report from the Democrats, I think.
Sounds like a well-populated circular firing squad coming our way. For the success that Roseanne Barr had in television, she had a rather abrupt and unfortunate ending to that television career. But looking back in the mirror, what do the ratings seem to say?
Well, Roseanne is getting the last laugh here, Rick. Indeed, if you remember earlier this year, they rebooted Roseanne, her classic 1990s sitcom. And amazingly enough, it included a lot of positive coverage of conservative values and President Trump. And Roseanne, when it was starring Roseanne, before it was pulled off the air, here's the story, Rick. Nielsen Media Research numbers now reveal that Roseanne, the one starring Roseanne Barr, was the most watched series of 2018. Think about that. Every night, every time they were on the air, they were pulling in 20 million viewers, which is a lot for a weekday show. And after Roseanne left the show, following the controversy after she made a kind of an untoward public remark and they kind of left the public stage, they rebranded that show as The Conners, and they never really went anywhere. And it's funny to read some of the industry reviews of all that. This is coming from TV Guide. That's right, folks. The most watched series in 2018 isn't even on the air anymore. The Roseanne revival pulled in huge numbers during its first season back on ABC, and it was well on its way to dominating the broadcast audience. So, again, Roseanne has the last laugh here.
So it is the time of the year when we talk about all the highs and lows and ins and outs and goods and bads of the year. Since you're a wordsmith, tell us about another word of the year.
Yes, it's always the land of the lists and the best and worst lists at the end of the year, and certainly the Oxford Dictionary came out with their own word, which was toxic, a couple of weeks ago, and now it is Merriam-Webster's turn. Another dictionary has picked the word of the year, and this is according to how many times it was looked up by the general public, and their word for 2018 is justice. They said it was the top lookout through the year at Merriam-Webster.com, with the entry being consulted 74% more than in 2017. And they said that all of the talk about the enforcement of laws, the Department of Justice, the Mueller investigation, the Kavanaugh confirmation, all of that kind of stuff, prompted people to want to look up justice. What the heck was justice? So that is their word of the year, and if you're curious about the rest of them, in second place was nationalism, followed by pansexual, lodestar, epiphany, feckless, laurel, pissant, respect, maverick, and excelsior. And those are the top 10 words that people looked up. I don't know why they did, but there you go.
All right. Well, last-minute holiday gift idea. You've got one in Malibu for us, huh?
Well, it's just it's something to look up if you need an escape. Frank Sinatra's beach house is for sale, Rick. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous it's called a beach formal mansion, and it was custom built for Frank Sinatra in 1992 on Broad Beach in Malibu, California. Let's think about this. This is 7 bedrooms, 9 baths, sprawling living and gathering spaces, fireplace, elevator, hair salon, sauna. It's 5,800 square feet. It has an interior courtyard with a pool and a spa, state-of-the-art gourmet kitchen, natural stone and wood interiors. Gee, isn't that sounding divine? Huge Pacific views, 40 feet on the beachfront, and that's a lot in Malibu, outdoor bar, manicured grounds, yada yada, on and on it goes. It's quite fabulous, though, and it's definitely got Frank's touch to it, and it's going for $12.9 million. If you want to look it up, it's got its own website, and you can simply find it at SinatraBeachHouse.com.
Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway at the Washington Times, you have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and thanks for listening this year.
And thank you for everything that you do for us year in and year out, Ms. Harper. Much appreciated, and I know our listeners appreciate it, too. It is 6:52. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Michelle Murray is in the traffic center.
The earlier accident on the ramp from the George Washington Parkway northbound to the Inner Loop has been cleared, and traffic is running well in the area. And the earlier accident in the district on South Capitol Street at Danbury Street, all inbound and outbound lanes are reopened. Now, we still have 108 closed in the westbound direction between Tucker Lane and Mincala Road, and that because of fallen power cables. And also in White's Ferry, that closed in both directions, White's Ferry Road between Elmer School Road and White's Ferry entrance, and that because of flooding conditions. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, looks partly cloudy with a high of 50. Sunshine tomorrow, high 49. Mostly cloudy for Christmas Eve on Monday with a high of 44. And Tuesday, the 25th, mostly sunny with a high of 43. In Washington right now, 44. We're headed to 50. And it's 6:52 on Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
That's been an up-and-down season for the Redskins, and right now they are standing in second place, tied with the Eagles with a record of 7-7. Cowboys number one in the NFC East with a record of 8-6. So it's pretty tight. The game is today, and they take on the Tennessee Titans. Now, of course, we had a good win last weekend, broke that four-game losing streak in Jacksonville, but the Titans are, as they say, a little better team and a stronger opponent today. So the Redskins take to the field this afternoon. Check it out, WMAL. It all starts at 3:30 right here and a 4:30 kickoff. The Washington Redskins and the Tennessee Titans here on WMAL.
Would you like to know how to save $528 a month? That's how much the average client saved with a smart refinance from Network Capital, the name you can trust for some of the most competitive mortgage rates on the market. Tune in this Saturday at 1 to find out more. Get holiday cash, a last chance tax deduction, and pay no payments until next year. With Network Capital, you'll pay no lender fees and can close in as little as 12 business days. Learn more this Saturday at 1 on the Mortgage Radio Show from Network Capital.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home, or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, or make up the difference, or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, get your game on with a Samsung and Bose Home Theater. A 75-inch Samsung 4K TV, plus a Bose game-changing sound system. Both for just $17.99. Game on. Only at the Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, pay no interest until 2021. Whoa, that's the next decade. Plus, all unsold Black Friday overstocks are marked down so you could save thousands. The Big Screen Store. Locations in Maryland and Virginia. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, get your game on with a Samsung and Bose Home Theater. A 75-inch Samsung 4K TV, plus a Bose game-changing sound system. Both for just $17.99. Game on. Only at the Big Screen Store.
Christmas is here, you guys, but that sagging jawline and double chin don't have to be a part of the celebration this year. Now you can make them disappear. It's Larry O'Connor, and I'm introducing the brand new Genucel jawline treatment with dual peptide and MDL technology. That's Chamonix's most advanced technology ever. It not only tightens saggy jawlines, but it also plumps the lipophilic layers of your skin to contour and define the jawline within minutes. Using peptides and metal lactones together for the first time, it works incredibly fast, and the results get better every day. Now, this is the last week to get the Genucel jawline treatment absolutely free when you order the Genucel for under-eye bags and puffiness. And for results in 12 hours, Genucel's immediate effects is also free when you call or click now. 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. End this year on a high note with beautiful skin, no bags and puffiness, and a tighter, higher jawline. Call or click now. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com, Genucel.com.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. My friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams understand how serious it is to get the most money when selling your home. It's your largest investment, after all. Debbie and Sarah guarantee that they will sell your home for 100% of the asking price, or they're going to pay you the difference. That is a fact. When it comes time to sell your home, the more buyers that know about it, the more money you'll get. Bottom line. Debbie and Sarah developed an exclusive program to take the stress out of selling your home and at the same time let thousands of buyers know about your home through their Buyers in Waiting acquisition program. They currently have over 7,000 buyers that have registered with them. These buyers are willing to pay top dollar for your home. Debbie and Sarah are so confident that they'll guarantee 100% of your asking price or they will pay you the difference. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Okay, so you're scrambling. You need to do that last-minute holiday shopping, and you're kind of, I don't know, stuck for an idea. So let's look at technology. I love this. There's the smart home light bulb, okay? Now, they say you can't call your smart home a smart home if it doesn't have smart lights, okay? So they offer these up. They're energy efficient. They allow you to control the amount of light via Wi-Fi, which you can use, obviously, off your Android or your Apple iPhone. So you can control your 60-watt dimmable light or lights in a group from your iPhone. What they say, though, is these bulbs, while more expensive than standard light bulbs, can help to keep your energy bills under control. So how much are they? $50! Get a smart light bulb for $50. I'm not sure how smart a person is that buys a $50 light bulb. And they say, obviously, you can keep your energy bills under control. How many years would it take to amortize a $50 60-watt light bulb? So watch out for that one. I'm not so sure that is a good tip, but this could be a good tip for you. Wireless Bluetooth earbuds. Everybody's got earbuds. You got the wires and they're hanging off your out of your ears and stuff. Think about wireless Bluetooth earbuds. There's a bunch of them out there, different price ranges, but that could be something for the person that has everything. Get them wireless earbuds. But I'd steer clear of that $50 light bulb. We've got the 7 o'clock hour coming up on the Saturday morning update. John Gizzi will lead us off. We'll get his read on the politics of the partial shutdown. And as you have probably heard by now, the government did partially shut down at midnight. They missed the deadline, and it's deadlock right now. And we'll talk more about that, obviously, in the next hour. And also, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us, and we'll get his read on the Syria strategy that the president's proposed this week. So a lot to cover on the Saturday morning update.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.